Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Six 6:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Former President Donald Trump campaigning today in Pennsylvania. He started there over the weekend.
Think of this. Who would believe this? 80 days from now, we are going to defeat a communist known as Kamala Harris. She's a communist. Most radical left person ever to run for office. This is not what this country needs. We've had enough of them. We're going to win back the White House, and we're going to take back our country.
The spotlight this week will go to the Democrats as they stage their national convention just south of us in Chicago. President Biden, the keynote speaker tonight. ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan is in Chicago, live with us on Wisconsin's Morning News. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Vince. Hey, you pronounced her name right. He said Kamala. Yes. Interesting. The Wisconsin delegation, way up in the rafters, I mean, considering the importance of Wisconsin and its 95 electoral delegates, I'm kind of surprised that that's where they're seated here. I mean, all this stuff is symbolic, including the speaker list, right? I mean, if you have if you assume it, then it stands to reason over the years that the first night of speakers is kind of the warm-up, right? And then you go through the week, the vice president, nominee speaks on Wednesday, then the presidential nominee caps it all off on Thursday. Well, tonight, incumbent President Joe Biden is the speaker. Is that to say that his speech is least important? Maybe. It's going to be his swan song, his political swan song after 52 years in public life. And so, and of course, handing things off then to Kamala Harris. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting night tonight, Vince.
So, Jim, Eric's headed down today. You were here in Milwaukee. Chicago's going to be a very different setup than we had here in Milwaukee. Much larger city is Chicago. And in Milwaukee, we had all that main activity in one spot downtown. Chicago will stage much of the infrastructure at McCormick Place. So for folks who know that, that's on the lakefront. And then the convention floor and all the big speeches at the United Center, that's like 6 miles away.
It is, yeah, and you also see the protesters taking the same kind of approach. Yesterday there was a large demonstration. People describing themselves as leftists marched through downtown under the watchful eye of dozens and dozens of Chicago police officers on bicycles. It was very controlled. You know, there were permits issued for that demonstration. More demonstrations planned today out here to the west near United Center. So, yeah, they in the same way that the convention is bifurcated like that, so too are the demonstrations.
Jim, typically a DNC will bring some more high-powered, high-profile celebs or Hollywood types or musicians. Are we hearing anything about who may show up in the Windy City?
Yes, we're hearing, and that I saw a list yesterday. There will be some celebrities here, including the woman who was in I can't even think of her name now. So many facts and figures, yes, and names going through my mind. But yeah, there will be some celebrities speaking here tonight. In fact, each night we're going to have a different celebrity acting as sort of a de facto MC of the event. Kaling, what's her first name?
Oh, Mindy. Yeah,
Mindy
from The
Mindy
Office.
Kaling, yeah. That's it, from The Office. You're right, sorry. She'll be, I think she's speaking tonight. She may be the host or the MC of this evening's event. So, yeah, there will be a lot of that. You're right. I mean, you got the John Voight over on the other side. You had Kid Rock, who was at the RNC, and here it'll be another group of celebrities.
Talking with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. He's in Chicago for the Democratic National Convention. So, Jim, we know the vice president is going to be in Milwaukee for a rally at Fiserv Forum on Tuesday. But is she planning to attend tonight and Tuesday as well into the evening? We're trying to figure out logistics of how she's up here but then gets back down there Tuesday.
Well, yeah, I mean, here we have again this symbolism, the division of, you know, the old guard of Joe Biden, and then the Kamala Harris presence later on in the week. So I don't think she's in any rush to get here to Chicago. So it's a matter of staying out of the campaign trail and then coming in here for the big acceptance on Thursday evening. So, you know, there's no reason. We had Donald Trump, of course, on stage every night from there in Milwaukee, coming out and sitting down and listening to the speeches and whatnot, and then giving his speech Thursday. So I think this will be more of a traditional way of handling that.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan live with us from Chicago this morning. Thanks, Jim.
Hey, see ya.
There are some reports that indicate that she may be in the House tonight because of the president speaking tonight, that she'd be there.
And then what about the rally Tuesday here in Milwaukee? Not a lot of information coming from the campaign about who's going to be in attendance. Can people go to that?
Well, and you'd want a full house, wouldn't you? If you're going to do it at Fiserv.
If you want to fill the house.
A lot of the main big supporters are going to be in Chicago, right? Unless they zip up.